الرحيم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are three people whose du'as are not rejected. The fasting person until he breaks his fast, the just ruler, and the du'as of the oppressed whose du'as Allah lifts above the clouds and opens it unto the doors of the heavens. And he says, I swear by my honor, verily, I shall assist you even though it may be after some time. In Durim and Thur, it is reported from Aisha radiallahu anha that when Ramadan arrived, the color of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face used to change. He used to increase his salah, become even more humble in his du'as, and had even more fear of Allah. According to another report, he hardly ever lay down in bed until Ramadan came to an end. Further, in a hadith, it is stated that the malaika bearing the throne are commanded in Ramadan to leave everything else and to say ameen to the du'a of those who fast. There are many ahadith stating that the du'as during Ramadan in particular are accepted. When Allah has promised and His faithful Nabi has informed us, then there should be no doubt whatsoever about the truth of these reports. So many times, in spite of this, we still find some people who apparently do not get what they are making du'as for. They ask, but they do not receive, apparently. This does not mean that their du'as have not been answered, all the du'as have been rejected. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhan nasu udriba mathalan fastami'u lah, innal ladhina tad'una min dunillahi lan yakhluqu dhubaban wa law ijtama'u lah, wa in yaslubhum adh-dhubabu shay'an la yastanqidhuhu min da'if at-talibu wal matlub. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spelled out the futility and also the idiocy of those people who turn to someone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their ibadat, for their du'as, and where they regard someone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the fulfiller of their wishes and the answer of their du'as. It is a form of shirk which we are actually warned about. And shirk is such a futile and such a faulty thing that whoever is victimized and caught in it, that poor chap is really in a very, very sorry state. He actually is pitiable. And therefore, a person should at all times be sure that he is on tawheed, he is on the oneness of Allah. When it comes to the belief, he must be making sure that his ibadat are connected to Allah. He must make sure that his beliefs and aqidah are connected to Allah. He must know that his du'as, he's directing only to Allah. He must know that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer. Only Allah is his protector. And only Allah is there for him in every way. Now, if a person moves away and he starts thinking of some other being or some other statue or some other saint or some other grave or some other whatever it might be to be the answer of his du'as and someone he must turn to, then he has done a very futile exercise. And this is the ayat of the Quran that proves it, apart from the fact that it's a very stupid thing and a foolish thing that he's doing. So Allah says, and this is not only for Muslims, this is for any person, he can be in any other religion. When he needs to make dua, even the people of other religions, they are those who believe in, you know, we turn to God and we turn to our Lord. Not Jesus, they say we turn to God for our prayers. So even they are addressed in this. Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people. So it's a very universal address. It's not where Allah Ta'ala is talking, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers. No, Ya ayyuhan nas. Dhuriba mathalun. Allah says that one example has been given to you. Fastami'u lah. Allah is saying, listen to it attentively. Don't just hear it. Listen to it attentively. Now he says, Innal ladhina tad'una min dunillah. Verily those people who make dua to someone besides Allah, or those who worship someone besides Allah, or those who expect someone besides Allah to fulfill their needs, all these things come in there. Innal ladhina tad'una min dunillah. So those things that you are turning to, whether it's an idol, or whether it's a statue, or whether it's your own made-up god, or whether it's any other thing or anyone, even things, you must remember, sometimes people, they think that the various things that are out there are the solution to their problems, whether it is wealth, whether it's technology, whether it is science, whether it's a strong economy. You know, they think these are the things that will sort their problem, and these are the things that will bring stability. So all these are the different idols in different forms. When we speak of idol, we only think of a little statue. No, idols can be in different forms. You know, sometimes people, even live human beings, they regard them as the most powerful. That person can sort it out. So Allah says, if you're turning to all these things and all these beings, then you must remember these things and these beings cannot even create a fly. Now you know what a fly is. A fly is so insignificant. And Allah Ta'ala makes mention of a fly in the Quran. When we see a fly, we know what we do. It's irritating. We want to swat it. We want to put doom on it. We want to get rid of it. Eh? It is something we want to see. If it comes and sits on the table, it comes sitting on food, we want to get rid of it from here. So we know what how we regard a fly. But with all that, Allah is saying, we regard it as insignificant. All these things that you regard as powerful, all these people you regard as very, very powerful, they can't create something as insignificant, what you regard as insignificant as a fly. In itself, must remember, a fly is a very, very remarkable creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is most marvelous, and the tests that have been carried out on a fly, and how clean a fly is. How clean a fly is. Now, we know we find flies normally sitting on dirt and that. But no, flies are very clean. When they come from there, if anyone has observed a fly, that's just by the way, they will find how the fly is actually cleaning itself. It actually will look to you that that fly is busy making wudu. It will have its front legs and it's busy wiping. It's wiping its legs off. You must watch a fly when it's just parked off there. Don't chase it. Don't groom it. Don't swat it. Just watch it. And just think how this fly is. And then besides that, also it is said that the wings of a fly, how many thousand times in 1 second they flap. There is no machinery metal today that can actually move at that rate and that speed. It will just burn out with the friction. A few thousand times in 1 second. So you can imagine how fast that thing is flapping. So that is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also a fly, when there is a strong wind that is coming, anything else will basically just go out of the way. A fly has been made such that it will not get blown away. It will just go. So that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it. So that is the fly. Now we regard it insignificant, but there are a lot of other important, interesting facts about a fly which we won't go into now. So we regard it as insignificant. So Allah says, all these great idols and these great powers and these great things that you regard as great and you think that you must turn to them to solve your problems, they can't even create a fly. One of them can't do it. And wala wajtama'ula, if they all get back together, all the powerful heads and all the powerful science and the technology and the wealth and the world's resources all can be put together, they cannot create a single fly. But they have created an artificial fly. These people who do surveillance and these people who make all these spying devices, they have actually made a fly like a little drone. And when people are having secret meetings, that thing flies in and it's sitting on the wall and it's not a fly. It is a little mechanism that is recording, that is watching, and that is picking up all the things. And when they finish, they fly it out again. We know how they have made. But that's a little machine they have made. But the real fly, they can't make, you must remember. Real fly, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make. So, wala wajtama'ula. So, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now all these idols, you know, one practice among the mushrikeen was this, that they used to come and make offerings. They used to come on little plates and trays and just put in front of idol, whoever he was, and they used to make serious dua that, you know, my son is sick, or I have got this wish and I have got that desire and I have got this problem. So please, oh idol sahab, sort me out, you know. Now they put that food there. The poor idol is just idol, what he can do. And then the fly will come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fly will come. وَإِن يَسْلُبْهُمُ الزُّبَابُ شَيْئًا. If a fly steals and takes away one little thing. Now, when a fly sits on a jalebi, you must remember, it's not just sitting there. Again, if you observe, you'll find it takes away. A fly takes away. We don't observe these things. It takes away something. So very little it takes, minuscule. But when a fly, Allah ta'ala says, takes away a small little piece from there. If it's a little bit of syrup on it, I'm just using jalebi because we all like jalebi. So a little bit from there, it flies away with it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, la yastanqidhuhu min. All these powerful things that you are turning to and making dua and placing your hope in and having the belief that they can sort everything out, they can't even retrieve that little bit of syrup that was stolen from the jalebi by the fly. The fly is gone. You can't even chase it. That is how weak they are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. So like we mentioned in the starting, that it is such a silly thing to do. It's such a futile thing to do for someone to have hope in someone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this la ilaha illallah in our mind. There is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can sort me out, who can remove my difficulties, You know, sometimes we are so puzzled with issues and with sicknesses. The doctors also don't know. They can't find a problem. They found a problem, but they can't find the cure. And they're experimenting this way, whatever it might be. And we don't know. We went to the best of the professors, and all kinds of experiments were done. Leave all that while they are doing their work. Just remember that if we can just understand, Allah must give me and you all this understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so powerful that He alone can solve that particular problem. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends this ayat. He says, ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ, that the fly also is very weak, and the thing that the fly is stealing from is also very, very weak. In other words, the comparison is that you, as the one who is making dua, you are also weak. You are defenseless. And the one that you are turning to in the form of the statue or idol, what it might be, is also very, very weak. Both are very weak. Only there is one being that is very strong, very powerful, one who is worthy of worship, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the essence of La ilaha illallah.